This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome. Leading off tonight, we have a very concerning story about $500 million home test kits the Biden administration is purchasing for the American people to self-test themselves for COVID during its much foreboding, quote, winter of severe illness and death, end quote. Well, as it turns out, those tests could hasten the process of causing Americans to get sick. The Liberty Loft is reporting that the FDA now admits that the home test kits contain a known toxic chemical, a chemical that will be shoved up people's noses as part of the test. The Food and Drug Administration has released a media sheet detailing Abbott Binox Now COVID-19 home test kit, which is chock full of contradictory statements, but also stunning admissions. Liberty Loft reports Joe Biden announced last week that he was purchasing 500 million at-home test kits at a cost of $3 billion in taxpayer dollars. He also announced the use of military to be sent across the nation to administer COVID-19 so-called vaccines. Increasing testing has coincided with case numbers rising, obviously, which are then used for justification to keep the medical authoritarianism going. The FDA media sheet admits the, quote, solution in the tube contains a hazardous ingredient, end quote, which is sodium azide. Quote, if the solution contacts the skin or eye, flush with plenty of water. If irritation persists, seek medical advice, end quote. So states the sheet. It provides, quote, potential risk, end quote, warnings of, quote, possible discomfort during sample collection, end quote, and, quote, possible incorrect test results, end quote. Liberty Loft notes that one warning not given is the potential risk of death. Sodium azide has been known to cause death, and they provided a link to a 1990 government study titled, quote, Death Following Accidental Sodium Azide Ingestion, end quote. In other news, a video posted to Instagram shows the impact of New York City's new vaccine mandate that went into effect this week, requiring proof of vaccination to enter restaurants and many other public establishments. The video shows a 5-year-old boy brought to tears as police ordered his family out of a restaurant because they could not or would not show their papers. The new strict proof of vaccination requirement is exiting Mayor Bill de Blasio's parting gift to a city marked by a surge in violent crime and scandal. Many say this move is reminiscent of Nazi Germany. You be the judge. The video shows officers approaching a family at a table in a restaurant and demanding they produce documents showing they complied with vaccination orders. Quote, you don't have the card, end quote, an officer questions. Quote, if you don't have it, then you'll have to leave, end quote. The officer coldly tells the family. Watch this video.
She just paid her saying that she can't serve. Otherwise, if you're not going to patron, you know, you have the card.
I know,
but you don't have it, then you have to leave. And if not,
wow. Scaring a child, traumatizing a child. Hope you feel good about yourself, NYPD. This is disgusting. This is gross.
You guys failed us last night. You failed us last night. You all failed us. We're here for you and your kids.
Disgraceful.
You failed.
You failed yourself, NYPD. You failed yourself. Is this what you signed up for? Is this what justice looks like for you? Is this what you dreamed of when you wanted to be a cop?
You have back so you can come in. You're killing yourselves to live. You're killing yourselves to live. Look at this.
Unless you have vaccination cards, all right, you have to exit the restaurant, all right? If you leave voluntarily, all right, you will not be pressed. There will not charges pressed against you. Otherwise, you will be arrested for trespass, all right? This will be your only warning, please.
Yeah, a child crying is funny, right, for you?
Crying children. Seem normal to you, anyone? Seem normal?
Sacrifice your life for? For this? You're disgracing the next generation. This is so wrong. This is so wrong. And you guys are laughing?
It's no secret that as people get frustrated with the authoritarian policies in blue states like New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, and California, they will at some point pack up and leave. But where are they going? Most, well, they're moving to states that promote freedom. And now there is ample data to prove it. The U.S. Census Bureau released a map comparing the percentage of population changes in all 50 states and the District of Columbia from July 2020 to July 2021, which covers the bulk of the pandemic and the onset of medical tyranny. Like what you just saw in the video from New York City. California, New York, Illinois, and Hawaii, which are also deeply blue states with Democratic governors, were the only states that saw a negative population increase of 0.60% or lower. This migration of blue states to red states does not necessarily mean the former residents of those blue states are going to leave behind their affection for liberal policies and liberal politicians. Cameron Arkhand, writing for the Western Journal, rightfully points out, quote, former Californians and New Yorkers might feel inclined to still vote for Democrats, despite their policies being the root cause of their move. This aloofness could result in states that were once reliably Republican becoming more competitive, and they could quickly lose their appeal, end quote. Texas, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, South Carolina, Utah, and Delaware all grew substantially in population, and all but Delaware boast conservative leadership at the helm. Idaho saw the highest annual percentage increase overall with a 2.9% growth, which translates to 53,151 people, according to the Census Bureau. Unsurprisingly, New York had a 1.6% annual decrease, a jaw-dropping 319,020 people. When broken down into net population change, states that kept people trapped inside their homes ended up losing out in a big way. California had the largest domestic migration loss, with 367,299 residents moving to other states. New York was a close second, promoting 352,185 of their residents to flee. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Former Biden transition team COVID-19 advisor Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel on Monday said governors should end unemployment benefits for unvaccinated workers who lose their jobs over vaccine mandates. GOP-led states like Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Kansas, and Tennessee have extended unemployment benefits to people who have lost their jobs over mandates. At least three other states are considering similar measures. Breitbart reports that Emanuel, appearing on CNN tonight, said governors were, quote, rewarding, end quote, people for, quote, doing social harm, end quote. He decried the incentive and argued it did, quote, just the opposite of what the country needs, end quote. He went on to say, quote, well, I don't like this incentive at all. I think this basically says people who are rejecting the vaccine, mainly because they are against vaccinations, are actually doing social harm. And now governors are rewarding them. That is a very bad incentive and just the opposite of what the country needs. People who stay unvaccinated are impeding on other people. They are propagating the virus. They're going to hospitals that are overloaded if they happen to get very sick. This is hardly individual liberty that does not affect the well-being of other people. No founding father would recognize this as a legitimate argument for individual liberty, end quote. I think this is complete nonsense, blathering from what I think is a sociopathic, myopic former government official. And it went completely unquestioned by the so-called journalist interviewing him. What about the facts, sir, showing that the vaccinated are indeed catching and indeed spreading the synthetic spike protein that makes people sick? What about the data that shows the most highly vaccinated nations, such as Singapore, Israel, and others, have experienced some of the sharpest increases in infections? France, also with a much higher rate of vaccination than the U.S., recorded a whopping 180,000 coronavirus cases in just over a 24-hour period over this past weekend. Then you have the CDC announcement Tuesday that it has flagged 89 cruise ships, all of them carrying 100% vaxxed crews and passengers, and yet they're beset by outbreaks of COVID infection. And what about the NFL and NBA professional sports leagues? Both report vaccination rates of more than 95%. And yet hundreds of players have been ruled ineligible to play over the last 2 weeks because they are infected with COVID. None of this data matters because to folks obsessed with vaccines, science no longer matters. The Simon Wiesenthal Center has unveiled its list of the world's top 10 anti-Semites. And the top two on the list are no surprise: the government of Iran and the Hamas terrorist organization. Number three on the list should raise some eyebrows, as it consists of the largest mainstream news outlet in the UK and one of the largest in the world, the British Broadcasting Corporation, commonly referred to as the BBC. According to the Jerusalem Post, the center criticized the BBC for falsely reporting that Jews attacked in London had made anti-Muslim slurs and for hiring reporters who tweeted anti-Semitic posts. BBC reporter Tala Halawa was mentioned specifically for tweeting, quote, Hitler was right, end quote. Number four on the list is what the Wiesenthal Center referred to as, quote, anti-vax conspiracy theorists, end quote, among other things. The center did not like it at all when some of the protesters marching against vaccine mandates wore the yellow Star of David that European Jews were forced to wear during the Holocaust. Rounding out the top five is the only Jewish group on the list, Jewish Voices for Peace, which the center described as a, quote, Jewish group Hamas can love, end quote, saying that while the group, quote, believes it is immune from being labeled and treated as anti-Semites, end quote, it is wrong. The major social media platforms, especially Twitter and Facebook, were listed number six, followed by the government of Germany at number seven, the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, at number eight, and the president of the University of Southern California at number nine. And the final placeholder is Unilever, the owner of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, at number 10. The president of the USC made the list for failing to act against anti-Semitism at the campus, while Ben and Jerry's, well, they announced earlier this year it would end sales in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. According to the Investigative Project on Terrorism, three of those on the list, Iran, Hamas, and CARE, share one overarching goal, the elimination of Israel. Iranian government officials have said it for years. Hamas put it in its anti-Semitic chapter, and top CARE officials repeatedly have said they do not believe the Jewish state has a right to exist. CARE co-founder and executive director Niad Awad called Tel Aviv, quote, occupied, end quote, in a speech last month, praying that, quote, inshallah, goodwill, it will be free later, end quote. CARE officials also repeatedly equated Israel's military, the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, to ISIS terrorists, vilified, quote, Israel and its supporters, end quote, as the, quote, enemies of God and humanity, end quote, and pushed anti-Semitic tropes, such as saying that programs which take American police leaders to Israel for training lead to, quote, deadly police shootings, end quote, of black people in America. Recent remarks by CARE's San Francisco chapter director cemented CARE's place on the Wiesenthal Center list, the Algemeiner reported. Bill Wu told an American Muslims for Palestine conference that, quote, polite Zionist, end quote, which she defined as everything from the Anti-Defamation League to campus hiles and, quote, Zionist synagogues, end quote, are, quote, enemies, end quote, who, quote, we need to pay attention to, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product, My Slippers. What makes my slippers different from those other slippers is my exclusive four-layer design. The first layer is MyPillow's patented foam, which will help prevent fatigue and offer you incredible support. My second layer is a memory foam that will give you amazing comfort. And layer three is my patented impact gel that'll help reduce stress on your feet. And layer four is a durable outdoor-indoor sole so you can wear my slippers anywhere, anytime.
Go online or call right now to order your very own pair of the new My Slippers. Use the promo code on your screen and save an incredible 40% off your My Slippers order. You can enjoy My Slippers anytime, anywhere.
What I love most about My Slippers is that I can wear them all day long and not have to change shoes.
I personally guarantee the first time you put them on, they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Welcome back. In Germany on Monday, tens of thousands of people spilled into the streets to protest new COVID-19 restrictions that are set to go into effect on Tuesday, December 28th. The new rules include digital health passports proving you had the jab before you can enter public buildings and businesses. The Epoch Times, citing local media reports and police figures, reports that protesters were particularly rife in Mecklenburg, Western Pomerania, Northern Germany, where roughly 15,000 demonstrators took to the streets across several cities. Senator Rand Paul pinned blame for thousands of monthly coronavirus deaths on Dr. Anthony Fauci, citing Fauci's extreme bias toward vaccines. It was Fauci, after all, who said back in the early 1980s that the U.S. should switch to a vaccine-based healthcare system. Now, Senator Paul, who is also a medical doctor, appears to be one of the few political leaders in America who is not afraid to hold Fauci accountable for his failed leadership. Quote, I would venture to say that thousands of people die in our country every month now from COVID because Fauci de-emphasized the idea that there are therapeutics, end quote. Paul said in an interview on the Ron Paul Liberty Report posted on December 27th. We bring you now a portion of that interview. Watch this.
Sitting here, yes. He's not a complete idiot. I mean, he actually understands this, but he's not a truthful or an honest person. But because he's made this mistake of de-emphasizing natural immunity, I think thousands of people have lost their lives. Let's take India, for example. They've taken his advice, and they have 1 billion people. Well, they have a couple hundred million vaccines. So they don't have enough vaccines for everyone. So who should you prioritize the vaccines for? Well, not people who've already had it. I've already had it. I should be at the end of the line. Right. The people at the front of the line should be the people most susceptible, the elderly. But if you don't prioritize the vaccine and you don't have enough, guess what? Many older people die and many 35-year-old people are being vaccinated. That makes no scientific sense. But as a consequence, literally tens of thousands of people probably lost their lives because he's ignored natural immunity.
Yeah, I want to ask.
Senator Paul went on to explain that Fauci has a long history of a bias toward vaccines, stretching back to his work on AIDS. Quote, I think Fauci is of the philosophy that vaccines are incredibly successful and are the way to go versus therapeutics, for example. So with regard to AIDS, he was involved as the AIDS epidemic came up. He wanted to develop a vaccine, end quote. He continued in the interview with his father, former Texas Representative Ron Paul, quote, there's nothing wrong with that. He wanted to develop a vaccine. Vaccines can be great for polio or smallpox or wonderful. It didn't actually work for AIDS, end quote. Nor has it worked for COVID. Fauci is not only biased, he is compromised. The doctor holds 8 patents, one of which is for HIV. His agency is also a 50-50 patent holder for the Moderna COVID injection. Why does the media, the political class, and even Senator Paul hide these facts from the American people? A new poll is out showing an overwhelming majority of Americans in both major political parties believe there are only 2 genders. And 69% of voters do not believe teachers should be, quote, allowed to counsel students on their sexual and gender identities without parental knowledge or consent, end quote. The poll from Rasmussen Reports asked voters, quote, do you agree or disagree with this statement? There are 2 genders, male and female, end quote. The pollsters found that a whopping 75% of respondents agreed. Just 18% said they either somewhat or strongly disagree, and 7% said that they were unsure. We leave you tonight with an excerpt from a new video from the eminent scientist, a physician, and a microbiologist of Thai descent who lives in Germany. This is yet another warning to the world. Will we listen? Watch this.
I want to say, first of all, that we must not quibble about details. The facts are on the table, and the facts have been presented by Arne Burkhardt a week ago, and the facts are damning. All gene-based vaccines, independent of manufacturers, produce the same result in the vaccinees. He has looked at 15 in the last 4 days. The number has been increased to 70 individuals who died after vaccination without any connection to vaccination being established by the authorities. So these were people who died at home, at work, in the car, doing their sports, etc., etc., etc. This is very, very important. Postmortems were performed because the relatives insisted on this, and nothing was found. So the organs appeared normal. However, when Arne Burkhardt, professor of pathology, one of the most experienced professors in Germany, who is now pensioned, by the way, like me, proceeded to look at these organs over the last 6 months, he has spent day after day looking at these organs. He discovered something that was so absolutely damning and absolutely, you know, there's no question now anymore about what is going on. And the answer is in the organs of these people, in 90%, he found clear evidence for autoimmune self-attack by killer lymphocytes on the tissues. The main ones being the heart, the lung, and after that, other tissues such as liver, etc., etc., etc. And this has been now posted on the website of the Doctors for COVID Ethics and is going viral around the world because these data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. And they are killing our children.
From our studios at Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Good night. Thanks for watching and take care.